Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hi guys, Angie McIntyre here with our Lenten Path podcast. It is another beautiful Wednesday where we are talking about our Lord's mercy for us. So I have a fun story. It's not really fun at all. Actually, this morning I had to call my husband upstairs to help me with a couple of our kids because I know I mentioned it at the beginning of the podcast, but I have 5 kids. I have 2 girls that are my bookends and then 3 boys in the middle. And my 9-year-old and 8-year-old boy were almost in a full physical brawl this morning over some money that was misplaced and a whole thing. Anyways, my husband had this beautiful moment with them where he spoke to them about loving each other. And loving each other through the shame and loving each other through the guilt and explaining to them that, you know, my 8-year-old really, really struggles. He has never been very good at expressing his emotions and it's really, really hard for him. And my husband is so incredibly amazing with him. And one of those emotions that he struggles with the most is the emotion of shame. He wants so badly to do the right things and be the right person and be loving and wonderful to his siblings. But his anger gets in the way and he struggles with that. And then it's a whole roller coaster of just doubt and shame and feeling worthless and all the things. Anyways, I watched my husband this morning talk to him and his brother and explain to the 9-year-old, you know, your brother struggles with this feeling and this emotion and it comes out as anger, but really it's a pain inside. I really related to that in my own suffering and my own feelings of shame and guilt with my own sins. And as I prayed with that, I remembered a story from my older sister, Jennifer. I am number 5 of 6 kids, and Jennifer is number 2. And when she was born, not to date her, but 50 years ago, happy birthday, Jenny. When she was born with a number of disabilities, mental health-wise, academically, personality. I mean, there were a lot of things that she really struggled with growing up. And she knew she was different. And the doctors made it very clear that she was different. And, you know, she was hard for my parents to raise and to parent because they had 5 other kids to raise at the same time and really just trying to love her in the way that she needed to be loved. But it can be a challenge. And she grew up often not liking herself. She knew that she was different. She knew that it was hard for her. She knew that it was hard for others to be around her at times. And I will never forget the time she told me when she was 7 or 8 years old, she realized how much mom and dad loved her. She realized that their love wasn't going anywhere. She broke my mom's favorite lamp, completely shattered it. And my dad came running into the room. Jennifer, are you okay? And she started crying. She goes, yes, Dad, I'm fine, but the lamp. And he said, it doesn't matter. All that matters is you. All that matters is you. She said, that's when I knew mom and dad will always love me. No matter what, they will always love me. And I will never forget that story because I have worked really hard to make sure that my kids know that and feel that same thing. And with my 8-year-old who struggles significantly with expressing his own emotions and just holds every little feeling inside of him, I have sat down with him so many times with him in tears, saying, "Mom, do you even love me anymore because I did this?" And my response is always, "Yes, of course I love you." My response is always, "Are you okay? Because you are all that matters." Christ died on the cross for us to show us his love and his mercy. It is unwavering. We mess up. We fail. We fall. We are full of guilt and shame. And his response is, "Are you okay? Because you are all that matters." We are his children. And just as I love my children because they are mine, not because they are respectful, not because they get good grades, not because they are accomplishing great things in their life, I love them because they are mine. My love for them does not falter when they hit their brother or sister. My love for them does not falter when they lie to me. My love does not falter when they make the wrong choice. My love is still there for them because they are mine. We are sons and daughters of Christ. His love, his mercy will always be there for us. It will never fail. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.